Breathing in, let us receive sustenance from the universe. Breathing out, let us offer ourselves in service. Breathing in, let us receive sustenance from the universe. Breathing out, let us offer ourselves in service. Welcome to the Holy Week podcast, everyone. As an addition to your faith practice this Holy Week, this podcast is a meditative journey. We aren't going to dwell much on the particulars of the story. Instead, we're going to focus on the emotional and spiritual impact, opening our hearts to be able to receive from Holy Week the gifts that you need. I'm imagining you putting on this podcast and heading out for a walk. If you really want the Holy Week impact, you could do this walk in a cemetery. But a walk through your neighborhood, or even a journey through your own home and yard would work too. Or you could listen while washing your dishes, or pulling weeds in the garden, or laying down. You have permission to stop, start, fast forward, or play things again. May this time of reflection make you better able to receive the gifts that Holy Week offers you. So let's walk, and let's reflect, and let's pray. As we listen to the next song, I invite you to do what you need to do to open your heart to this moment. Do you need to take some very deep breaths? Move your shoulders back and down to open your chest a little. Even place a hand over your heart. Let's do these things while we listen or sing along. Being present to Holy Week means being present to death. And being present to Easter requires us to be present to how things have been. We live in this in-between space, in between life and death, in between pandemic and post-pandemic. As soon as we're born, we're marching towards the end of our lives. And as soon as we're born, we're renewing our lives as well. Our cells are dying, but we're also making new ones. Time passes. We lose some friends and make some new ones. We get promoted or lose our jobs. We learn new skills and gain new abilities. And we forget some skills and lose some abilities. Nothing alive stays the same. As the poet said, things fall apart. The center cannot hold. And the more we try to cling to things as they are, the less we are able to receive what is coming. But it's a scary process to try to release our grip. After all, who knows what's coming? What if we don't have what we need? What if we're alone? So let's try to offer to God all the things we're scared of. As you listen to the next song, I invite you to try to name some of your fears. Draw near to them and let them tell you about what matters to you. It's those very fears that teach us about what matters to us. Our fear of being rejected helps reveal how much we value our relationships. Our fear of change helps reveal how deeply we love what we have. Our fear of death helps reveal how much we value our lives. Those fears can be the cracks in our brittle, fragile hearts that let the light get in. As you listen to the next song, I invite you to reflect about what might be streaming into your heart through those cracks of fear, sorrow, and brokenness.
Of day, start again, I heard them say, don't dwell on what has passed away, or what is yet to be. Yeah, the wars, they will be fought again. The holy dove, she will be caught again. Bought and sold and bought again, the dove. Ring, ring.
crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. 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 That's how the
every heart to love will come, but like a refugee. When we've exhausted all our other options, when we've tried to do it on our own, when we've pushed away all those who've tried to help us, when we've used all our strength trying to do things on our own, when our own independence fails, we come at last to love, like a refugee, like a supplicant, with our hands outstretched, daring to hope. And love is what we receive. At the end of everything, after the agony and devastation of the crucifixion, after the Sabbath day of unknowing, we find ourselves coming to love.
Down the wall.
And so we pray. Because love has broken down the wall between life and death. We pray because love has broken down the wall between me and you, even when we're physically separated. Love has broken down the wall between our wounded hearts and God's abiding care and presence. And even here, and even now, on this side of Easter, before we sing out our full-throated alleluias, we live in this already and not yet moment. And love has already done those things. And it's beautiful. So let's look around for beauty. And let's look around for things we might be able to fix. Let God draw you to one small thing you might be able to do. Maybe it's a bit of trash you can pick up and place in a bin. Or maybe it's a couple of weeds you can pull. Or a door you can hold open for someone else. Or maybe God will lead your heart to something bigger. When you've stopped clinging too hard, you can stretch out your open hands, and God will place all kinds of things into them. Gifts, and grace, and love, and jobs to do. And the first gift of all is a kind of radical freedom. Those who are not afraid to stretch out their hands have the freedom to live as God calls, no matter how different it is from the rest of the world. May it be so.
And so,
My beloved friends, receive the blessing of this moment. May your hands be empty, outstretched, coming to love like a refugee, and receiving freedom, grace, and good work to do. May your fears and sorrows reveal the depth of your love. And may the cracks in everything allow God to pour love right through them. May it reach you. May you feel it. May you embody it. Amen.